This weekend's readings refer to food often. I'm not sure if you've noticed that already, but there were already a number of references to God providing for us. For example, in our first reading in the book of Isaiah, he says, the Lord says through Isaiah, "Come to the waters, come, buy and eat, buy wine and milk. Come those who are hungry, those who have no money, buy and be satisfied, be filled." In our psalm, the refrain we just repeated a good number of times, "You open your hand to feed us, O Lord, satisfying our needs." And finally, in our gospel today, we have one of the accounts from the gospels of Jesus feeding the multitude, the 5,000. But actually, it was more than 5,000 if you include the women and children who were gathered there that day. So feeding the multitude, many people miraculously, by way of blessing and breaking and sharing 5 loaves and 2 fish, bread and fish. Clearly, from an earthly and practical point of view, clearly not enough food to probably even feed the 12 disciples and Jesus, never mind thousands more people. And so we have language of food, abundance, hunger, thirst, and God providing for our hunger. In our most common Christian prayer that we pray, one of the most popular and well-known and longest remembered prayers within our Catholic culture, within our Christian culture, is the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. It has 2 titles. The Our Father, because this is the first 2 words that are uttered in the prayer. But it is the Lord's Prayer because it is the Lord Jesus who teaches us this prayer. We have a petition within that prayer. Give us our day, our daily bread. Even in this most common prayer, the prayer that Jesus teaches his disciples to use and to pray, it acknowledges our hunger and God's providence, and to turn to God in our need, to satisfy our need, one of which is physical hunger. Give us our day, our daily bread. How often do you contemplate or consider yourself as being hungry? Hungry beyond it's time for lunch or I could use a snack. Hungry beyond physical hunger. Do you consider yourselves spiritually hungry? We are a people who seek, who desire, who have appetites, who are hungry in a number of different ways. St. Augustine expresses the human condition, universal, shared by all. We long for God even when we do not know we are longing for God. And we will not rest until we are satisfied by God. It is God for whom we search. It is God who will fill the emptiness or the gap that we experience in our lives. We have a feeling something is missing here. What is missing? I have everything that, practically everything that I need. I don't need anything. I'm not going for want. What am I searching for? What do I need that I have such a struggle to express and understand? That unknown need, that appetite for something meaningful is God. We search and long for God. And so it is believable. It seems logical then that if this is a human condition that we all share, then we will talk about it. We will reflect upon it. And our scripture is full of these types of references and expressions of our hunger and God being able to fulfill that hunger, satisfy it, and seeking God's generosity towards us. In Sirach, in the Book of Wisdom, we speak about God's blossoms becoming glorious and abundant fruit. Blossoms being perhaps gifts that He gives to us. God's gifts becoming glorious and abundant fruit. Fruit being good things, produce, product of God's grace. We know about fruit not only at our dinner tables or our meal time, but certainly from our gardens we gather harvest and we watch for the fruit of our labor. Again, in the Bible it says, "Come to me, you who desire me, and eat your fill of my fruits." And again, "For the memory of me is sweeter than honey, and the possession of me sweeter than the honeycomb. Those who eat and drink of me will desire for more. And I will provide more." Jesus, in a similar way, says, "Come to me and you will thirst no more. I am the source of living and eternal water, eternal life." Ezekiel, in a conversation, in an interaction with God, God speaks to him and says, "O mortal Ezekiel, eat what is offered to you, eat the scroll and go out and speak to the house of Israel." And Ezekiel describes, "So I opened my mouth and he gave me the scroll to eat and I ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey." The word of God then being received and then being instructed to share it. The word of God being that scroll, the word of God being nourishment that is as sweet as honey. "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." From Psalm 119. Jesus speaks to us referring to himself and the Eucharist. "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." We need, for our bodies to be strong, we need physical nourishment. We do need bread, but not only bread. We need what comes from God, what God can feed us. How often do you reflect on your own spiritual hunger? How often do you allow yourselves to be fed, not by other worldly things that might temporarily distract you from the hunger? But how often do you allow God in the ways that He offers to us to feed you, to lift you up, to nourish your soul, to give you courage or perseverance or consolation or hope or even greater understanding of who God is and how we relate to Him, how He is inviting us to His side? In the gospel today, Jesus shows to his people, the people who he is reaching out to in service, that he can feed us, satisfy our need. It is a precursor, it is an image in that on that afternoon or evening where he blesses that food and it becomes plenty for all of those people. It is an example of God's providence and generosity, his abundance, but also a preview of what is to come, offering himself, his whole self to us on the cross and through the cross in the Eucharist. When we are needing to fill an openness, a gap, an emptiness that we might experience within ourselves, let us turn to God. Let us find these inspiring passages and be reminded by them that it is God who fills us with what we need. And what we need is eternal life, hope, peace of heart, and the joy that only God can give us.